Alle Hits in einem Programm. Wir haben die Hits. SM Radio Dessau.
SM Radio. Musik, die mich anmacht.
Welcome to SM Radio Dessau. Today we are broadcasting for the first time on the Wofferton transmitter in Great Britain with 125 kilowatts on 3955 kilocycles. This broadcast celebrates two primers. At first, this is our first broadcast from Wofferton and the first broadcast which is completely in English. Please forgive our somewhat poor English. We are very happy to receive reception reports, as this is encouraging for further transmissions here on shortwave, as we are doing this as a hobby. The address for the reception reports are maxberger@smradio-dessau.de or via letter to maxberger@Saalestraße 44 in 06846 Dessau, Germany. I repeat it, maxberger@smradio-dessau.de or via letter to maxberger@Saalestraße 44 in 06846 Dessau in Germany. On our website you will always find our current transmission schedule. The address is www.smradio-dessau.de. I repeat it, smradio-dessau.de. We are broadcast every second Sunday of the month on 6070 kilocycles at 1 p.m. Central European Summertime on 6070 kilocycles with 100 kilowatt via the transmitter Moosbrunn near Vienna. From April to October, you can listen to old broadcasts from us every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central European Summertime on 6070 kilocycles at 10 kilowatts, which are broadcasting by channel 292 via the Rohrbach transmitter.
But who and what is SM Radio Dessau? First of all, a contribution from the year 2020, where we briefly introduced ourselves in German and English.
Alle Hits in einem Programm. Wir haben die Hits. SM Radio Dessau.
SM Radio. Musik, die mich anmacht.
Herzlich willkommen bei SM Radio Dessau. In den folgenden 10 Minuten möchten wir euch SM Radio Dessau ein wenig vorstellen. Seit dem 16.11.2016 ist SM Radio Dessau jeden Monat auf Kurzwelle zu hören. Zu jedem Jahrestag gibt es eine mehrstündige Jubiläumssendung. Starten tun wir diese immer mit einem passenden Lied AM Radio von Everclear. Und einen Auszug aus diesem Lied hört ihr jetzt.
Welcome to SM Radio Dessau. In the following 10 minutes we would like to introduce you to SM Radio Dessau a little. SM Radio Dessau has been on shortwave every month since November 16 in 2016. There is an anniversary program lasting several hours for each anniversary. We always start with a citable song, AM Radio from Everclear. And now you can hear an excerpt from this song.
Watch that TV all damn night. I've been in bed with the radio on. I would listen to it all night long.
SM Radio Dessau besitzt auch eine Internetseite. Dort findet ihr immer aktuelle Informationen und Sendezeiten rund um SM Radio Dessau. Ebenso gibt es dort eine Übersicht der QSL-Karten. Sendungen und historische Tondokumente stehen zum Download bereit. Die zuletzt ausgestrahlte Sendung steht ebenfalls zum Download bereit. Ebenso gibt es zahlreiche Bilder und Videos, wie SM Radio Dessau produziert wird. Weiterhin gibt es eine kleine Auswahl von den Eisenbahnbildern von Max Berger und historischen Stadtansichten von Dessau. Besucht uns unter www.smradio-dessau.de. Ich wiederhole, www.smradio-dessau.de.
SM Radio Dessau has also a website. There you will always find the latest information and broadcast times about SM Radio Dessau. There's also an overview of the QSL cards, broadcasts and historical sound documents to be downloaded. The latest program broadcast is also to be downloaded. There are also numerous pictures and videos of how SM Radio Dessau is produced. There is also a small selection of my railway pictures and historical cityscapes of Dessau. Visit us at www.smradio-dessau.de.
Wer steckt hinter SM Radio Dessau? Drei Leute aus Dessau, Max und Ralf Thorsten Berger sowie Co-Moderator Daniel Riedelt. Wir bringen eine Menge Musik, historische Tondokumente aus dem Rundfunk, die sonst keiner so bringt, und auch Interviews machen wir. Die Geschichte aus der Stadt Dessau ist regelmäßig Thema in den Sendungen. Hören wir nun einen Ausschnitt aus den historischen Tondokumenten von Ralf Thorsten Berger. Es geht um den Mauerbau.
Who is behind SM Radio Dessau? Three people from Dessau. Max and Ralf Thorsten Berger, as well as the co-moderator Daniel Riedelt. We bring a lot of music, historical sound documents from the radio, which no one else brings, and we are also do interviews. The history of the city Dessau is a topic in the programs. Let us now listen to an excerpt from Ralf Thorsten Berger's historical sound documents. It's about building the wall in Germany.
Wenn des Nachts der Regen fällt, klopft ans Fenster Trommeltänze, stapft durchs aufgeweichte Feld unserer Streife an die Grenze. Dass kein Feind ins Land eindringt, dass die Züge sicher fahren, dass kein Attentat gelingt, dass die Werke noch nach Jahren unzerstört und herrlich stehen, schützen wir des Volkes Sache, wenn wir durch den Regen gehen. Zieht das Volk mit uns auf Wache.
Wie ihr richtig vermutet habt, verehrter Hörer von SM Radio Dessau, gibt es heute wieder historische Tondokumente. Heute geht es um ein Ereignis, das über ein halbes Jahrhundert zurückliegt, dem Bau der Berliner Mauer. Hier war übrigens zu hören ein Ausschnitt aus einer Funkoper Fetzers Flucht von Kurt Schwen und Günter Kunert. Leider ist es in den selbsternannten Qualitätsmedien nicht mehr möglich, Tonausschnitte und Filmausschnitte in einem längeren Zusammenhang zu sehen. Meistens werden die Töne und Bilder mit Musik unterlegt, mit irgendwelchen optischen Firlefanz verunstaltet und der Kommentator gibt seinen Senf dazu. Wenn es um das Dritte Reich geht, dann gibt es maximal die Kriegserklärung von Hitler am 1. September 1939. Und aus der Zwei-Stunden-Rede von Goebbels im Sportpalast vom März 1943 gibt es dann höchstens noch die paar Sekunden vom totalen Krieg. Bei SM Radio ist das anders. Wir möchten heute wieder eine umfangreiche Tondokumentation vorstellen. Ist es eigentlich möglich, eine Dokumentation darüber zu machen, ohne Ulbrichts Spruch, dass niemand die Absicht hat, eine Mauer zu errichten? Ich habe lange mit mir gekämpft und ich habe diesen Satz jetzt in den selbsternannten Qualitätsmedien bis zum Erbrechen gehört und viel mehr haben diese Leute auch nicht aus den Archiven geholt. Aber ich denke, diese Pressekonferenz ging ja wesentlich länger als diese paar Sekunden und ich möchte euch einmal ein paar Ausschnitte aus dieser Pressekonferenz vom Juni 1961 vorstellen.
Verehrte Hörer, wir melden uns. Regelmäßig sind auch Interviews in den Sendungen zu hören, zum Beispiel mit Oberbürgermeister von Dessau, Fachleuten, gleichgesinnten Hobbykollegen oder auch mit dem Chefmoderator von SM Radio Dessau. Hören wir nun einen Auszug aus dem Interview vom Juli 2019. Es geht um die DB-Fahrzeuginstandhaltung Dessau.
Interviews can also be heard regularly on the programs. For example, with the Major of Dessau, experts, like-minded hobby friends or with the Chief Presenter of SM Radio Dessau, me. Now let's hear an excerpt from July 2019. It's about DB Vehicle Maintenance in Dessau.
Nachdem wir uns mit dem Bauhausjubiläum auseinandergesetzt haben, gehen wir gleich zum nächsten. Die DB Fahrzeuginstandhaltung Dessau feiert ihr 90-jähriges Bestehen. Und aus diesem Anlass habe ich mal wieder ein Interview organisiert. Ich bin heute für euch im RAW Dessau zu Gast. Bei mir ist Anna Dommert und Matthias Honigmann. Anna Dommert ist hier für die Öffentlichkeitsarbeit zuständig. Schön, dass ihr euch etwas Zeit für uns genommen habt.
Ja, schön, dass Sie da sind, Herr Berger.
Hallo, danke. Max, grüß dich.
Mal wieder am Mikrofon hier, diesmal nicht über die Baureihe 670. Können Sie unseren Hörern kurz etwas über die Geschichte dieses Ausbesserungswerkes sagen?
Ja, wie du anfangs schon erwähnt hast, wir sind jetzt 90 Jahre alt. Das heißt, unser Werk wurde 1929 in Dessau hier eröffnet.
Kommen wir nun zum musikalischen Teil von SM Radio Dessau. Regelmäßig legen wir Schallplatten auf und spielen diese für unseren Radiohörer. Dazu zählt die Musik aus den 30er Jahren, 80er und auch für die Musik der 90er Jahre. Manchmal verirrt sich auch ein Lied aus der Neuzeit in der Sendung. Ebenso spielen wir auch Musikhits von Schallplatten. Dazu zählen zum Beispiel Das Phantom der Oper und die West Side Story. Hören wir nun einen Auszug aus der Sendereihe Musik der 90er Jahre. In lustiger Art und Weise präsentieren Max Berger und Daniel Riedel die verschiedenen Lieder.
Now we come to the musical part of SM Radio Dessau. We regularly put records on and play them for our radio listeners. This includes music from the 30s, 80s and also for music from the 90s. Sometimes the songs from modern times get lost in the show. We also play musicals from records. This include e.g. The Phantom of the Opera and The West Side Story. Now let's hear an excerpt from the series Music of the 90s. Max Berger and Daniel Riedelt present the different songs in a funny way.
Alle Hits, the Hits, in einem Programm, right I'm coming.
Und hier sind wieder Max und Daniel. Heute gibt es wieder welche Musikrichtung?
Ja, die 90er.
Hol mal bitte vier Fanta.
Meinst du die da, die da, die da oder die da?
Nee, die freitags immer nicht da ist.
Ach die?
Genau,
die. Freitags ist sie nie da.
Ein kleines Kapitel über SM Radio Dessau sind Live-Sendungen. Aufgrund des technischen Aufwands sind diese sehr selten, aber dafür sind sie umso besser.
Live-Podcasts are a small chapter of SM Radio Dessau. Due to the technical complexity, these are very rare.
Euch gefällt, was SM Radio Dessau so macht? Dann schaltet doch ein auf Kurzwelle. Sendezeiten und Frequenzen von SM Radio Dessau findet ihr unter www.smradio-dessau.de. Dort findet ihr auch die Anschrift für die Empfangsberichte. Bis dahin vergesst nicht, eure Antennen zu erden.
Do you like what SM Radio Dessau does? Then switch to shortwave and listen to the German program. You can find the broadcast times and frequencies of SM Radio Dessau at www.smradio-dessau.de. There you will find also the address for the reception reports. Until then, don't forget to ground your antennas.
Alle Hits in einem Programm. Wir haben die Hits. SM Radio Dessau.
Driving around in my sister's Pinto, cruising with the windows rolled down. times with Chico and the Man or something cool. Turn it off! Turn it off!
Things changed back in 75. We were all growing up on the end and the outside. We got in trouble with the police, man. We got about to get in the back of my friend's van. I remember 1977. I started going to concerts and I saw the Led Zeppelin. I got a guitar on Christmas Day. I dreamed that Jimmy Dead was coming. Santa Claus gonna teach me to play.
You have just heard AM Radio by Everclear in full length. We at SM Radio Dessau also want to preserve Dessau history and bring it closer to your listeners. That's why this program is about our hometown of Dessau, mainly about the Bauhaus. No, not the hardware store. Dessau is located in Germany in the federal state of Saxony-Anhalt between Berlin und Leipzig. The most famous site is the Bauhaus and its building, such as the Masterhoses. It was the home of the Bauhaus School of Art and Architecture, which had to leave Weimar in 1925 due to the political pressure from the right. Mayor Fritz Hesse gave the Bauhaus a new home here in Dessau, and from 1925 to 1926 the Bauhaus building was constructed according to plans by Walter Gropius, who was also director for a short time. Many Dessau residents around the age of 50 do not appreciate this building at all. They grew up with the typical prefabricated buildings and saw or see nothing special in this rectangular box, with a lot of glass, concrete and flat roof. But as the construction time, it was revolutionary. Steel cladding, glass of cladding, automatic windows opening, it was all new back then. And experience had to gain. So it's very cold in winter and very warm in summer. In this house, until 1932, there was lot of political agitating in Dessau over the Bauhaus. In 1931, the NSDAP, it was a Nazi political. Das ist so schwer auszusprechen. The Nazi political party. It was a Nazi political party. It was the Nazi political party won the Munich elections in Dessau with a promise to close the Bauhaus. It was even to be demolished, but this was prevented. In 1932, the school was closed. And piquantly, the Bauhaus building was used as the NSDAP's Gauführerschule until in the 70s, damaged during in the war of 1945.
That was the Desert March, which you can also find in our jingle. It is also played by the bells of our town hall tower at lunchtime. In 1945, the Bauhaus building was repaired without preserving its original character and used as a vocational school. In 1976, the original appearance was restored and a small theater was also installed. Since 1994, the building has housed the Bauhaus Foundation, which preserves and communicates the legacy of the historic Bauhaus School. In 1996, this building complex was included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. In the UNESCO World Cultural Heritage List. In the meantime, attempts have been made to restore the interior as original as possible, including Walter Gropius's office. In addition to the foundation, the Bauhaus has a small theater, the Arnold University of Applied Sciences, and an accommodation where tourists can stay overnight. Many tourists from all over the world travel to Dessau for this reason. Perhaps you're one of them and would like to visit our beautiful city, Dessau.
Style.
Yeah, this was a very groovy remix of the Dessau March by DJ Düse. You can listen to it from time to time. I'm sure you'll be amazed when I tell you that the SM Radio Dessau studio is less than a 5-minute walk from the Masters Houses, another World Cultural Heritage site that belongs to the Bauhaus. The masters of the Bauhaus at the time lived in the so-called Masters Houses. The houses were designed by Walter Gropius, as was the Bauhaus itself. There was a single house and 3 semi-detached houses. Unique at the time was the cubic form with large areas, large roofs and folded roofs. Gropius lived in the single house. The Bauhaus masters Moholy Nagy, Lionel Feininger, Georg Muche, Oskar Schlemmer, Paul Klee and Vasily Kandinsky lived in the semi-detached houses. The few surviving photos show a rather conservative taste of the modern masters of this time. The single one and one of the semi-detached houses were destroyed in 1945. After the war, the masters' houses were used as normal residential buildings. After 1990, the masters' houses were extensively renovated and in 2014 the destroyed masters' houses were rebuilt. The Kurt Weill Foundation is also located in one of these houses.
Alle Hits in einem Programm. Wir haben die Hits. SM Radio Dessau.
Dig man, there goes Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears Mac Heat, dear, so there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk Sunday morning even lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone, Mac the Knife, from a tugboat by the river? A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mac Heat's back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Are you listening to our program here? Then we would be delighted to receive a reception report. Please send it to maxberger@smradio-dessau.de or via letter to maxberger@Saalestraße 44 in 06846 Dessau in Germany. I repeat it, maxberger@smradio-dessau.de or via letter to maxberger@Saalestraße 44 in 06846 Dessau in Germany. We have also an internet site. Look at www.smradio-dessau.de. smradio-dessau.de. We are broadcasting here today on 3955 kilocycles with 125 kilowatts via the shortwave transmitter in Wofferten. This is the first broadcast completely in English. Sorry for our poor English. The topic of today's broadcast is our hometown Dessau. This is just one reason why the name SM Radio Dessau includes Dessau.
You have just heard the song Max the Knife. Who would think this hit comes from Dessau? It was written by Kurt Weill, who was born in Dessau in 1900. This brings us to the famous daughters and sons of the city of Dessau. The old Dessauer, Prince Leopold I, was born in Dessau in 1694, and at that time he introduced lockstep in the army. The Jewish philosopher Moses Mendelssohn was born here in 1729. Dieter Hallervorden was born here in 1935. We will hear a song by him later. Some of you will certainly know the band Kraftwerk. The guitarist who wrote Trans-Europe Express was born here in 1946. Not forget Hugo Junkers, who built the famous Junkerswerke here. It was an airplane constructor. Likewise Friedrich Lutzmann, who was a well-known car pioneer in his time. Even Marlene Dietrich spent two childhood years here. What does every German man keep secret?
That he secretly goes to a brothel and has a record by Heino. But why Heino? He immediately sings the song Das Wandern ist des Müllers Lust. This is the first line of a poem by Wilhelm Müller from 1821. Wilhelm Müller was also born here in Dessau in 1794.
Oh, wandern, wandern,
Alle Hits in einem Programm. Wir haben die Hits. SM Radio Dessau.
After das Wandern ist es Müllers Lust, You Feared Proficially, Mentoine Song by Kraftwerk Trans Europe Express, which is written by one of the most famous sons from Dessau. To mark the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Bauhaus Museum opened in Dessau City Center in 2019. Until 2019, the exhibits were displayed in the Bauhaus building in a very limited way. Now they are exhibited in the Bauhaus Museum on almost 2,100 square meters. The collection comprises a good 4,500,000 exhibits. The architecture of the museum is adapted to the Bauhaus itself and consists almost entirely of glass. The construction of the museum began in 2017 and was a big thing in the German press and media, as even a piece of park had to be demolished.
I speak English, I can tanzen, and I look unheimlich gut. I have always gute Chancen. What say you denn da dazu?
Huh? I stimm you zu, you are echt nicht schlecht.
Ach ja?
And your stimme ist ein Hit.
Ja, nicht, ja.
I want to be deine Partnerin.
Lässt sich drüber spieken.
You sing for and I sing mit.
Okay, but einer after dem anderen, ja?
Oh ja.
Und die Wanne ist voll.
Dann quatsch du wunderbar. Juhu, honey.
Die Wanne ist voll.
Juhu, let's go in.
Badewanne that I want.
Didi, du makes me crazy. Darling, you and your Figur.
Ach, nicht da.
Komm, du sei doch nicht so lazy. Schmus mit me.
Army one. You make me auch ziemlich heiß auf you.
Oh, ja?
I on you and you on me.
Mach dich free for me.
Yes, tonight oder nie.
Wie bitte?
Yes, tonight oder nie. Du, die Wanne ist voll.
Dann quatsch du wunderbar. Juhu, honey.
Die Wanne ist voll.
Juhu, let's go in nice. Ein Sonntag mein.
Du, die Wanne ist voll.
Wenn ich dir die Sonne sag.
Die Wanne ist voll.
Juhu, let's go in nine. Ein Sensor mein.
Nur die Wanne ist voll.
Ein Sensor mein. Juhu, der Wanderer Wahn. Juhu, honey.
Die Wanne ist voll.
Juhu, let's go in nine. Ein Sensor mein.
Nur die Wanne ist voll.
Dieter Jürgen Hallervorden. Who doesn't know him from Nonstop Nonsense? He was born on the 5th of September 1935 in Dessau. His nickname is Didi. He is a German comedian, cabaret artist, actor, singer, dubbing artist, presenter and theater director. He is also the founder and director of the Mitteldeutsches Theater in Dessau, founded in 2022. Didi grew up in Dessau as the son of a doctor's assistant and an engineer. His grandfather, Hans Hallervorden, was a garden architect in Wörlitz Park. Because of the air raids on Dessau in the World War II, Didi was forced to leave. He was spent part of the childhood in Quedlinburg during the World War II. After the end of World War II, he returned to Dessau and completed his school education there in 1953. That's where Max and Daniel from SM Radio Dessau also went to school. You can hear what happened to them here. What many do not know. In August 1966, the prostitute Luise Jährlich was murdered in West Berlin. At the time there was only on the main suspect for this murder, which remains unpunished to this day. And that was Dieter Hallervorden. He got away innocent, but he tarnished his reputation for a long time. A few minutes ago you heard Du, die Wanne ist voll. This song is a German parody of the song You're the One That I Want. In 1978 this song was released by Helga Feddersen and Dieter Hallervorden. In July 2022 we from SM Radio Dessau even conducted two small exclusive interview with him.
Alle Hits in einem Programm. Wir haben die Hits. SM Radio Dessau.
That's it from SM Radio Dessau. Today here on 3955 kilocycles is 125 kilowatts via the Wofferton transmitter. Sorry for our poor English, because our English is not the yellow from the egg. I hope you enjoyed this radio show about our hometown Dessau and the Bauhaus and the famous daughters and sons. Now, the last 10 minutes, you can listen to the Bee Gees with Staying Alive. Now the last few minutes are here on 395 Kilocycles with SM Radio Dessau, here via the Wofferten transmitter with 125 kilowatts. Did you like the program about Dessau? We are very happy about a reception report. Please write the reception reports to maxberger@smradio-dessau.de, maxberger@smradio-dessau.de or via letter to maxberger at Saalestraße 44 in 06846 Dessau in Germany. Max Berger, Saalestraße 44 in 06846 Dessau in Germany. You can visit us in the World Wide Web. Our address is smradio-dessau.de. smradio-dessau.de. And if you like SM Radio Dessau, you can listen us every second Sunday of the month at 1 p.m. Central European Time on shortwave 6070 kilocycles. And from April to October, you can listen us at 5 p.m. Central European Summertime on 6070 kilocycles, 10 kilowatts, with an old radio show from us. And now, please do not forget to ground your antennas.
Einem Programm. Wir haben die Hits. SM Radio Dessau.